In the last few days, the North Bay has been drenched, inundated, submerged by relentless rains dropping 15 inches in the wettest areas and leaving thousands without power. The storm was a pineapple express, fueled by moisture from Hawaii. But this kind of storm, with days of heavy, steady, warm rain, doesn't happen just here. For many people on the planet, these storms are a vital part of their water supply.
90% of the water vapor transported in the mid-latitudes happens in these atmospheric rivers. So these are really the engines of the water cycle.
That's Marty Ralph, a research meteorologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, speaking from a press conference at the American Geophysical Union meeting this week in San Francisco. We need these storms to fill our rivers and reservoirs and to get snow in the mountains, but they're also dangerous. In 1861, just after the Gold Rush, a storm that lasted 43 days submerged downtown Sacramento under 10 feet of water. It killed almost a million cattle and bankrupted the state. Even today, most of the flooding we see in the western U.S. is because of these storms scientists call atmospheric rivers, or ARs for short. And river is a really good term for them.
How much water vapor do they transport? Massive amounts. Turns out, if you look at an average AR, as we call them now, that hit in the eastern Pacific, it'll be transporting the equivalent of 10 times the average water flowing from the Mississippi River into the North Gulf of Mexico.
If 10 Mississippis is hard to get your head around, how about a local example?
6 to 10 ARs will hit Northern California in a given winter. That adds up to something like 10 to 15 million acre feet of rain. And that's about half the runoff of the Sacramento River.
Understanding these storms is important for managing reservoirs and planning for floods. But until recently, meteorologists didn't have much of a handle on them. That's changing. This week, Ralph and his colleagues announced the installation of a new observing network specifically for atmospheric rivers. One of its key nodes will be in Bodega Bay at the Marine Laboratory.
We're deploying a new type of technology at Bodega Bay on the coast. It's called an atmospheric river observatory. The idea is to measure the winds above the surface and also the amount of water vapor above the surface every hour. This happens automatically. It's not like you need a person there. And that allows us to track whether an atmospheric river has hit that spot, and if so, how long it's lasting, and tell us how strong it is.
This will be the first of four observing sites placed along the coast, roughly 200 miles apart. That's about half the width of the average atmospheric river. The equipment will tell scientists what's happening right in the heart of the storm, as it happens.
So this is the first point where we can actually see how strong an AR is precisely.
To make this possible, they melded wind profiling radars and GPS along with standard weather equipment like pressure, temperature, and relative humidity measurements.
That combination is quite new. It's very cool.
The information will connect to a broader network of rain, snow, and soil moisture sensors around the state, one that's already mostly in place. Data will be publicly available in real time, helping flood forecasters, water districts, and emergency managers plan and act when severe storms hit. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.